إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله والله عليم حكيم.
The alms are meant only for the poor and the needy, and those who are in charge thereof, those whose hearts are to be reconciled, and to free those in bondage, and to help those burdened with debt, and for expenditure in the way of Allah, and for the wayfarer. This is an obligation from Allah. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. The alms are meant only for the poor and the needy. The Quranic term faqir, the poor, applies to those who depend for their subsistence on others. As for the masakin, they are those who are in greater distress than the ordinary poor people. Those whose hearts are to be reconciled.
The expression talif al-kalb, whence from the expression al-muallafat kububihim, is derived means to win the hearts of people.
The rule embodied in this verse is that zakah funds may be used to calm down those who are actively engaged in hostile activities against Islam, or to win over the support of those who are in the unbelievers' camp. Zakah may also be used for securing the loyalty of those converts to Islam, about whom it might be legitimately feared that if no consideration is shown to them, that they may revert to unbelief. It would be lawful that stipends or lump sum amounts are paid to such persons on a regular or temporary basis in order to secure either their support and backing for Islam, or preferably their conversion to it, or at least to neutralize such persons even if they remain in the opposite camp.
And to free those in bondage.
That is, emancipation of slaves.
And for expenditure in the way of Allah.
The expression, in the way of Allah, has a wide and general connotation and encompasses all good deeds which please God. Some authorities therefore believe that zakah may be spent on all good purposes. But the truth of the matter is, and this is also the view of a great majority of past scholars, that in the way of Allah stands for jihad in the way of Allah. This expression signifies the struggle launched with a view to overthrowing ungodly systems and replacing them by the Islamic system of life. All those who participate in this struggle may be given assistance from zakah funds, whether it be for journey expenses, for providing means of transport, for arms and equipment, or for other goods relating to warfare. Such assistance may be provided even to those who are otherwise well off and need no financial assistance in connection with their own living.
And for the wayfarer.
A traveler, though otherwise rich, is entitled to receive help out of zakah funds if he needs such help during his journey.
وَمِنْهُمُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ النَّبِيَّ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ أُذُنٌ قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ والذين يؤذون رسول الله لهم عذاب أليم.
And of them, there are some who distress the Prophet, saying, "He is all ears." Tell them, "He listens for your good. He believes in Allah and trusts the believers, and is a mercy for those of you who believe. A painful punishment lies in store for those who cause distress to the Messenger of Allah."
يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ لِيُرْضُوكُمْ وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَن يُرْضُوهُ إِن كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ.
They swear by Allah to please you, while it is Allah and His Messenger whose pleasure they should seek if they truly believe.
أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّهُ مَنْ يُحَادِدِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأَنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدًا فِيهَا ذَلِكَ الْخِزْيُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Are they not aware that hellfire awaits whosoever opposes Allah and His Messenger? And in it he shall abide? That, surely, is the great humiliation.
يَحْذَرُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ أَن تُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُورَةٌ تُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ قُلِ اسْتَهْزِئُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْرِجٌ مَا تَحْذَرُونَ
The hypocrites are afraid lest a surah should be revealed concerning them, intimating to the believers what lay hidden in their hearts. Tell them, O Prophet, continue your mockery if you will. Allah will surely bring to light all that whose disclosure you dread.
قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ
Should you question them what they were talking about, they would certainly say, We were merely jesting and being playful. Tell them, Was it Allah and His revelation and His messenger that you were mocking? We were merely jesting and being playful.
When preparations for the Tabuk expedition were underway, The hypocrites used to scoff at the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the Muslims. They did so with the idea of demoralizing the Muslims engaged in jihad preparations. Many such reports are recorded in the traditions. Of these, one goes thus. Some hypocrites were talking idly in their private meeting. One of them said, Do you think that fighting against the Roman warriors is like the mutual fighting among the Arabs? I am sure that no sooner than the war breaks out, you will find these Muslim warriors tied by ropes. To this another added, It will be much better if, apart from that, each one of them is whipped 100 times as well. On seeing the Prophet, peace be upon him, busy in jihad preparations, a hypocrite derisively told another, Just look at this man. He is out to conquer the Roman and Syrian fortresses.
لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم إن نعف عن طائفة منكم نعذب طائفة بأنهم كانوا مجرمين
Now, make no excuses. The truth is, you have fallen into unbelief after having believed. Even if we were to forgive some of you, we will surely chastise others because they are guilty.